ओम ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः.
Just chant the names of Radha and Krishna and come along with us.
These are the only alms that we beg.
Yeah, bhiksha. Bhikkha in Bengali. Alms in English. Jai shokal vipod bhakti vinod balen jokon onam gai.
Bhakti vinod says that all dangers and difficulties go away when that name is chanted. So let's chant it.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written many kirtans in glorification of the holy name and in glorification of the chanting of the holy name. So this is the kirtan that we just sung is one of those in glorification of chanting. And one very important kirtan he has written discussing the qualifications for chanting in purity. This is, we'll sing that now. We can distribute the song sheets of Kobe Hobe Bolo Shede Nama. This is the penultimate song and the ultimate or the final song in the Shamanagati series describes the effects of chanting impurity, the transcendental ecstatic effects of chanting impurity. Okay, translation of this. When will that day be mine?
The day will?
Kobe hobe bolo shede nama. Just tell me, when will that day be mine? When my offense is ceasing, taste for the name increasing, when in my heart will your mercy shine? That is the poetic rendition. Trinadikohino kobe nije mani sahishnuta guna hridaye dhyani. When will I consider myself lower than grass and bring into my heart the quality of tolerance? Shokale manada, and of giving respect to everyone. Aponi omani, not desiring respect for myself. Hoye ashadibo nama rasasha. Then I will taste the nama rasasa, you can say in Tamil. And in English, it's very difficult to say because the English language was not developed with such high concepts. So, nama rasasa. You can all understand. You're all Indians, you all know Indian languages. So. Namara, the essence of the emotional taste of the holy name. Something like that. So, next verse. Dhana jana ara kavita shundari balibo na chahi deha shukha kari. I will not desire wealth, followers, beautiful women, or intellectualism. Nor bodily comfort. But, O Gaura Hari, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, please give me in each birth unmotivated devotional service at your lotus feet. Janme janme dao ohe Gaura Hari ahaitu ki bhakti charane tama. Kabe karite shi Krishna nama ucharana kulokita deha gadgada vachana. When will it be that chanting the name of Krishna, Sri Krishna, the bodily hairs will stand on end, my voice will falter. Vaibhanna bipatu, there will be a trembling and paleness of the body. Habe shangatan, all these symptoms will be present at once. Nirantar netre jabe ashudha, or babe ashudha. hobe ashuga. Could be jobe, jobe, hobe, hobe. So, and continuously from my eyes, there will be a stream of tears.
Hobe navadipe shura dhini thate gaura nityananda bali nishkapate. When in Navadvip on the bank of the Ganga, who's also known as Suradhuni, the river of the demigods, guilelessly,
that means without any, without making any show, just naturally, calling out, Gaura Nityananda,
Nachya Gaya Bairaibo Chute, Batule Prai Charya Bichar.
So, dancing, and singing, running around here and there, wandering around here and there, like a madman, almost like a madman, giving up all external considerations. Bhaktivinoda Thakur sang several songs like this. We don't have any record of him actually doing this in his physical form. Interesting point to consider.
I was just quoting that to that, who's that, Saptarshi, he said this also, that
Vishoyi Amake, Agala Balaya, Ongete Dibeka Dhulu.
He's thinking that the highest, when I really get my Guru's mercy in the fullest extent, then the prime symptom is that materialistic people will call me mad and will throw dirt on me.
They will come for Ashivada.
That's the Ashivada that Bhaktivinoda is praying for.
Yeah. Kabe Nityananda More Paridoya Charaibe Mo Vishoyer Maya. When will Nityananda, be merciful to me, relieve me of all the illusion of sense gratification?
For my illusion of sense gratification, it means my specific attachments.
Dia more nija charanera chaya name hatete dibe adhika. Then giving me the shade of his lotus feet, he will give me the eligible authorization to, for the namahata, to preach in the Namahata.
Now, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is expressing his transcendental greed.
Kinibo, lutibo, harinama rasha, nama rasha mati, hoibo vibosh. I will buy it, or I will steal it, the harinama rasa, by which I will, by that nama rasa, I will become stunned.
Here it's vivasha. Do you have that word also? Vasha? No?
You don't.
It's almost the same.
Roshera roshika. Charana parasha. Kariya majibo roshe aniba.
So roshera, I think they translated as the devotees who are the tasters of the mellow of the rasik means the devotees who are relishing the rasa. But it can also be Krishna himself. It can be either way. Rasha, rasik, charana parasha, touching the lotus feet. Karya, majibo, rasha, aniba. Then I will be enjoying, absorbed in. The rasa will, I'll bring the rasa to myself and enjoy. Here enjoy not in the sense of worldly enjoyment. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur in this song has spoken about attaining the qualification for chanting the holy name and of relishing the nectar of the holy name. And now he talks about selfless preaching of the holy name. He concludes the song in this way.
Kabe jibe doya haibe udoy nija shukha bhuli shudin hridoy. When in my heart there will arise a sense of compassion for the fallen souls. And forgetting my own happiness, and with a very humble heart. Bhakati binoda koriya binoy shriyagya kahal haribe prachar. Bhakti Vinod says,
Bhaktivinoda becoming humble takes the order and preaches. That order is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's order. In the commentary on this, which is not given in this book, it quotes the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Shuna Shuna Nityananda Shuna Haridas Sarvatra Amar Agya, my order, Karaha Prakash. Listen, Nityananda, listen, Haridas Thakur. Reveal or preach my order everywhere. Prati ghare ghare diya kara ebikya. Going to every house, beg this. Beg this from everyone. Bhaja Krishna, Bala Krishna, Kara Krishna Shikha. Worship Krishna, chant the names of Krishna, and study Bhagavad Gita as it is. It means Krishna Shikha. Study Krishna's instructions, which means Bhagavad Gita. So this is Bhaktivinoda Thakur's aspiration. Not only aspiration, he actually did it. He revived the Nam Hatha.